Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Tes Vav. Back to a Be'ez Hashem regular schedule. Yevamos Tes Vav. We are on Yud Dalet Amid Beis, towards the middle of the Amid. The Gemara just quoted a brisa, a Tosefta from the first Perek, which discussed many different areas of halacha. The brisa said that even though Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have major arguments regarding important issues, including Saros, right? That was the context here. We had the Mishnah back on Daf Yud Gimel, where we had the Machlokas, that this whole Perek, the whole first Mishnah in our Perek, is only according to Beis Hillel, that there's a concept of Saras Erva. According to Beis Shammai, the whole concept does not apply, even though the Erva is obviously Usser, but the Tsara of the Erva is Mutter, according to Beis Shammai. So even though there's that Machlokas, plus many others, Get Yasha and Achios, Safek Eishas Ish, many of these, Kesef, Shava Kesef, the Machlokas and Kedushin Daf Beis, and many others, Lo Nimnu, but still they didn't withhold themselves from marrying each other. They intermarried amongst each other, even though there was major arguments between them. Lila Medcha, the Gemara had the important line, Shechiba v'reyes noagim zebazeh, that there was love and affection that was nohig between each other. L'kayim ha'shenemar ha'emes v'hashalom e'havo. To fulfill what it says, that truthfulness and shalom can love each other and can meet, even though they were interested each in their own emes, but they still achieved shalom between them. That's emes v'hashalom e'havo. Rav Yeruchim picks up on the line, I'm not sure if I mentioned this last time, of lelamedcha, that this is a very important limud gadol here, that even if we might argue on someone, even about very important issues, it does not mean that we reject who they are and we don't like them personally. Right? Lamedcha sha'ava v'yachva v'shalom no'agim zebazeh, even if we disagree with their shitas. Right? This is reminiscent of the Netziv. The Netziv's Hakdama to Sefer Bereishis, where he discusses what a yashar is. The definition of a yashar says the Netziv is someone who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognizes that there are other ways to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the definition of a yashar. And that's what Avraham Avinu did. Even though he, even if less than serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he even says that. He says that was the problem during Bayis Sheni, says the Netziv, that people only recognize their own way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And anyone, any other derech, any other avenue of getting close to Hashem was rejected. Avraham Avinu even davened for Anshei Sodom. Even though in the Netziv's Lashon, he hated their lifestyle, B'tachlis Hasina, with ultimate hatred, but in terms of people, in terms of Tzelem Elokim, he recognized them. And that whole idea of Yashrus comes from this Gemara. Rechiba v'reyes no'agim zebazeh, even though there were very serious machlokos between them, they still offered their children, chiba v'reyes no'agim zebazeh, we'll get to Beferish, intermarrying that we had in the early run. But here it just says, here it said the previous line. Lo nimnu beishai belisa nashim beveisilo, v'lo beisilo beishamai, lamedcha shachiba v'reyes no'agim zebazeh, l'kayim ha'shneh mer'hemeth v'shalom ha'avu. Continuing now that brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, nimnu heimin avadai, v'lo nimnu min asafek. They loved each other, that's true. But they did prevent themselves from marrying with each other from vadai problems, but even though not from suffic problems. What does that mean? So suffic problems might mean here, look at some of the cases. Suffic ishazish, lana imo bapuntaki, right? A husband and wife had yichud after he divorced his wife. So there are cases of suffic, cases of vadai. The cases of vadai problems, so then they did withhold themselves. But not minas suffic. So now we get back to the issue that was related to before. So I amrit bishlama asu mishum hachi nimnu. So we had a machlokas earlier on Amud Aleph on top, whether asu or lo asu, whether the Beis Shammai acted actually based on their svara or not. And we discussed yesterday, you know, was this before the Basco, was this after the Basco, and we figured out exactly what the case could be, that there could be a machlokas about this, even though it is before or after the Basco. But that was a machlokas. That's what we've been trying to prove over the last couple of lines, which we'll continue today. That is, did Beis Shammai act on their svaris or not. So iamrit bishlama asu. If we say asu that they did act based on their svaris bishamachi nimnu, then we understand why they prevented themselves from intermarrying with each other, because there was a vadai problem and they didn't want to get into that problem, and that's why nimnu. Ela iamrit lo asu. But if bishamai really didn't act on their svara, either because Basila was the robe, as we saw yesterday, for whatever reason, or because of the baskol, ela iamrit lo asu. But if they did not act based on their svara, what do you mean? Did Beis Shammai, remember the machlokas that we're talking about is the tsara machlokas, which Beis Shammai says that the brother is allowed to marry the tsara, right? There's no patur automatically of tsara's erva. The tsara doesn't turn into erva. So if we say, iyamit bishlama asu mishamachi nimnu, eli iyamit lo asu, but if we say they didn't act, so am I nimnu? So why did they not marry each other? Right, Beis Shammai never acted based on their svara. So why would you say it's a problem? Why did they intermarry? Why did Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel marry them? They never acted based on their svara. So Gemara says, one second, v'tizra. What, is it logical, even if you say the other shita? Nehi nami da'asu. Even if you want to say asu, you have a problem the other way. Bishlama Beis Hillel nimnu mi Beis Shammai. We understand why Beis Hillel families did not marry Beis Shammai families. Why? Because according to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai families married someone who was Aser B'chayvei Krisus. The Tsaras Erev is Aser B'chayvei Krisus. So if Beis Shammai acted based on that, then that child is a mamzer. That's why Beis Hillel wouldn't marry into Beis Shammai's family. So Bishlama, I understand in that direction. The Chayvei Krisus ninu u'mamzerim heim leBeis Hillel. Ela Beis Shammai, but we're saying it went in both directions. But one second, Beis Shammai, am I nimnu may Beis Hillel? Why would Beis Shammai not marry from Beis Hillel? What would be the isser there? According to Beis Hillel, the tsara leaves scot-free without doing anything. Beis Shammai would say, no, she needs chalitza. So let's say she married somebody outside without, meaning not the Yavam, not getting chalitza. So what's the itzer? The itzer of Yavam al-Ashuk. What's the itzer of Yavam al-Ashuk? That's Chayvei Lavin. So Chayvei Lavin. So says the Gemara, B'nei Chayvei Lavin ninhu, v'ksherim ninhu. Question mark. So what is the product of a Chayvei Lavin? Nothing. A regular child. The parents did an Avera. That's it. Right? If somebody marries a mamzer, then the child is a mamzeris or a mamzer. That continues forever. But other chayvei lavin, somebody, Amon and Moav, and some of the other chayvei lavin, so the child is a child's kosher. Pashtus, we think. So, why would Beis Hillel not marry from Bnei Beis Shammai? Ksherim ninus. The Gemara says, Kedam Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak lo nitzrucha elo letzaras atzma, as we're going to have at the Shaman Ardaf. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said in one context, we're not talking about the kids. We're talking about the tsaras themselves. So they didn't want to violate Chayvei Lavin themselves. So Achanami lo nitzrucha elo letzara atzma. That's what the Tosefta meant. That they withheld each other. They were nimna from the marrying. That means themselves, the tsaras themselves, Beis Shammai would not want to marry because they were Chayvei Lavin. Period. So that Tosefta is not a raya in either direction. So the Gemara says, Umaishna min havadai di isurahu, slavinami isurahu. So what did Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon said they prevented, they didn't intermarry min havadai. When there were vadai problems, but min hasafek, they would. So what's the difference? Vadai is aser, safek is also aser. Is this a raya, safek daraisa lechomer, is this a daraisa? We'll have dafka, right? It's just aser. So safek iser is also aser. We try not to do safek iserim either. So says the Gemara, lo tema min hasafek, ela ema min hasstam. Doesn't mean min hasafek they would marry. It means min hasstam if they wouldn't know otherwise. If it would just be stam, right? They wouldn't have any information that there would be a problem, right? Would that that's the only case. If they had any suffic question, then they would not marry. The only time where they will marry is if they don't hear anything. Why? Demodilu uparshi. Because if there would ever be a problem, meaning if the woman would be a tsaras erva, or the woman would be, right, the case would be in the other direction, that the Beis Hillel, that Beis Shammai, they did marry, they did do yibum, so then they would let the other side know. And if they didn't let him know, it must be that there's no problem. The modi luhu uparshi. Well, my kamashmalan. So now the Gemara says, what about the last line of Reb Shimon? The ava v'res nogim zebazeh hainu resha. Don't I know that from the Tanakama? If Reb Shimon shita is of lo nimnu menavadev lo nimnu menasafek, right, that they did not marry only from Vadai, from Binastam, they would marry because the other person, the other family would have told them. And what is that halacha reflecting? Ava v'yachva? So how is there a machlokas here between Reb Shimon and the Tanakama? So Mara says, "Akamash v'dukul Reb Shimon." You're right; it's all Reb Shimon shita. One shita of Ava v'chiba v'reis nohagim zebazeh. And this is a general crucial musar element in terms of even if someone is holds differently than someone else in a certain area of halacha, it does not mean that the respect, the mutual respect shown to each other should not be there if they have their own poskim to rely on. Or this is discussed even in Yaradeya, beginning of Chelek Beis in Yaradeya regarding Pas Yisrael and Pas Akum. We know that their Chazal and Mishnah Masechet Avodah Zarah were goes there against Yayin and Bishul and Chalav and Pas, all of them. And they're all halacha except for Pas. Pas is a chumrah. It's not a halacha because it was never accepted originally. It wasn't lo nago b'chol Yisrael. Even in the days of old, it was too hard. It was a gzeirish ein atzibur yicholon lamod bo. So now it's a chumrah. The Shulchan Aruch says we should be machmer during Aseres Yemei Tshuva for Pas Yisrael, but it is a chumrah. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses somebody who's makan on Pas Yisrael eating at someone who's not makan on Pas Yisrael in terms of the kalim. So you have to be machmer on the kalim. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's okay. It's okay. Meaning we have to, there's even certain limitations. If I'm machmir, you know, if the risk, if the downside of the chumrah is bin adam l'chaveiro, if it's my mission, iser, treif, then I can't, I love you very much, but I can't use your, have food prepared in your kalim. But if it's a chumrah, so then I have to know what, the chumrah can't be stepping on the toes of any other, halachic value of bin adam l'chaveiro. And therefore one has to be very careful. But that's the message of this Gemara about, chiba v'reyas nogim zebazeh. That the, each shita let each other know because, but they had mutual respect for each other. If it's focusing on the food, meaning if I have a certain chumrah, that's a good question, why is it dafka kalim and not the food? If I have a certain chumrah, so then I'm allowed to, you know, keep that actual chumrah. But here, it's a chumrah, it's an extension of a chumrah. It's the kalim, right? So it's the chumrah. So if I know somebody comes to my house and they're mopping on something, right? So then I'm generally, you know, not a good idea to serve them something that I know that they don't usually eat. Right, so, but if it's beyond that, if it's an extension of that, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch is emphasizing. Okay, Tashma, six lines up. Tashma, let's try again, to try to prove whether Asu or Lo Asu. Right, that's the sugya here. Remember we had on the bottom of Yugimel Mabez going over to Yudalam and Aleph, this machlokas of Asu or Lo Asu, did Beishamai actually act based on their shita, did they do yibum with the tsaros? Tashma, Dam Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, hey halachazu ravachas b'Yisrael. What are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to incorporate this halacha into Am Yisrael? We'll see what that means. Nasa kedivrei Beis Shammai. It was obviously before there was a halacha ravachas, before there was an accepted opinion in Kal Yisrael. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was wondering, what should we do to try to make shalom amongst everybody? Nasa kedivrei Beis Shammai. Should we do like Beis Shammai and allow yibum to the tzara of the erva? Havlad mamzul kedivrei Beis Hillel. That won't work. Nasa kedivrei Beis Hillel. Havlad pagum kedivrei Beis Shammai. Should we go like Beis Hillel? The vlad is pagum. What do you mean the vlad is pagum? A product of Chai Ve'lavin is no problem. So Rashi says, no, if it's, if the Yavam is a Kohen, so then this woman is usher to, marry, and as we know, the product of any Isser Chai Ve'lavin in Kahuna, the Vlad is a Chalal. Right, he loses his Kedusha's Kahuna. If a Kohen marries a Grusha, if a Kohen, an Amon of a Kohen Gadol. So that's what Rashi says on the bottom, Avad Pagam L'Divrei Beis Shammai, Shim Haya Kohen Pasal Kahuna. If he was a Kohen, he would pasal the Afal Gav de Bnei Chai Ve'lavin Ksherin L'Kohol, even though regular Chai Ve'lavin, the child, there's nothing, Pagum tainted about him, Chalolim Heim L'Inyin Kahuna. But it still creates Chalolim. Interesting. Does that mean that only in that case? Is that a reflection? That's what it sounds like. The fact that Chai Ve'lavin would create a problem in the world of Kahuna is a reflection that even not in the world of Kahuna, there's something tainted, even though it does not express itself in the world of Halacha. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Again, the product of Chai Ve'lavin, there's nothing wrong. Can marry. Right? Is it similar to the idea that Gemara says elsewhere about the Ben Nida is a Pagum? Right? That also, Mutter. It's mutter, but there's no isser to marry such a child. We mentioned the remotion in the past a number of times about the you could try to prove from the Baal Midos that he is not a pogum. But either way, that is back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan Ori says, what are we supposed to do? If we follow Beis Shammai, the Vlad is a mamzer. Follow Beis Hillel, the Vlad could be a pogum. Bo'u unisakin lan letzaros, shiuchotos lomas yamos. This is Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri's suggestion. Why don't we say every woman should do chalitza? So then it's fine. Right? What's the why? Because according to Beis Shammai, you have to do Yibum or Chalitza. So you do Chalitza. According to Beis Hillel, you don't need anything. But okay, you did Chalitza, just to be safe. But at least there wouldn't be any Yibum going on. Lo hispiku ligmoras hadavar achedifrit shahasha. But the Takana never had a chance to take effect. Great idea. Thank you, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. But in the Tosefta. But achedifrit shahasha. Does that mean that the Bas Kol happened then? Does that mean that, it didn't happen. It didn't happen that they were able to paskin a pshara between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Amalei Reb Shimon ben Gamliel continues the Tosefta. Manasa lehem letzaros harishonos meata. What do you mean? You're going to say that everybody should do chalitza? But what about the earlier tzaros? What about the earlier ones that did yibum? So you're going to tell me now, people are going to look back and say, and know that chalitza is the normative practice. And they're going to look back 20 years. They're going to say, oh, so-and-so did yibum. No. Meaning the concept of motzi laz al rishonim. Because now they're going to treat the children of that previous yibum as mamzerim. Rashi says, midrabanan. But they'll treat them as mamzerim because they'll know that nobody does that today. Nobody does that today, so therefore they'll be motzi laz. So that is the Tosefta. The concept of motzi laz comes up in a few places in Shas. The Minchas Elazar, the Munkach Rebbe in Chelik Dalid, has a tshuva. There was some type of chumrah, Simin Zion, some type of chumrah that a certain community wanted to add to their mikvah. To their mikvah. They always try to build mikvos to the best of our abilities, qualitatively, in order to try to be yotzei many deos. So, in the second part of the tshuva, he mentions, some mentioned to him that, oh, if you add on and you try to install this chumrah, isn't it motzi laz on the previous situation, the previous rabbi, the previous women who used the mikvah beforehand? Umashetanu vilachashu mehamahandazim umesarvim shlolasakna mitam ki echshash motzi laz al rishonim im ki kein. He says, look in this tshuva, he says, look where it talks about motzi laz in Shas, and I'll give you 14 reasons why there's no motzi laz in this case. The first one is the one important for us. Ki hach shash de motzi laz al rishonim matina b'shas only in Meseches Gittin, about Gittin al rishonim, in Meseches Nida, about motzi laz al banav mamzerim, and about Metzia, motzi laz al banav. He says, in all the cases, the issue is a real chash of, we're going to assume the families are problematic, the families are families of Mamzerim, the Gittin aren't good Gittin. Those are serious issues of Motzi Laz Chalila. He says, but in cases where there is no Motzi Laz issue, let's say the mikvah wasn't good, so she was in need and they had a child, there's no Mamzerim there. As we know, it's the only one of the Chayvi Krisis that there is no Mamzerus. So, Umameli says, there is no halachically issue of Motzi Laz, except where there's an issue of Mamish Yichus of the family and Mamzerus. And then he says, another point, he says, second of all, he says, this mikvah is always in disuse for a couple of months every year, whatever the case was. It must be a place in the summer where they used to build the mikvahs, and the whole 10 months out of the year, you know, it was in disarray, and the non-Jews had it, and they had to fix it up every year. So once you're fixing it up, fix it up better. It's not like it's been used for the past 10 months straight. So then number three, you're going to tell me that you can never improve anything in life. Says, no, even if something is kosher, you don't always say, oh, motzi laz, we can't, you know, we never started on time, so now we're going to start on time. We're going to start on time. Well, motzi laz, and the people used to not start on time. No, if you could ever improve something, I'm not saying anybody was wrong before, in serious cases of maybe chash, in a case of get, where you're changing something in Ilchus Gittin, he says. But other than that, and of course many other reasons, where you have motzi laz. What he said does not seem to be foolproof in that there are other examples where we have motzi laz in a less serious context. That concept is used by poskim. Just give you one other, and then we'll continue back to the Gemara. The Tshumas Hadeshin in the Tshuva discusses Eruv. It's another area. Mikvah and Eruv are two areas where we always try to raise the standard if possible, because it's something that the whole tzibur uses. It's not something personal in my house, but something the whole tzibur uses, the mikvah and an eruv. So if we could raise a standard without stepping on too far, so we always try to do it. So there was a case in the Shumas Hadeshin 500 years ago. Mashanogin b'chol makomus la'asos alachayayim misid, the material that they made lechis from. So he says, yira de'en limchos levatel minagzeh, shekvar nispashit b'chol makomus, whatever minag they used to do. V'lo ratu amanhigim shahayu ba'ir la'anicho la'asos kedei lahotzi la'az al harishonim. Ki yomru akol shechilu shabbos b'otzov achnasa v'tiltol. So you see another example where motzi laz is used in a less serious context, not a mamzerus context, a Shabbos context, but not a mamzer context. Okay, back to the Gemara. So this was the Tosefta. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, what are we supposed to do? Let's say everybody should do chalitza. That will solve the problems. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel answered, no, you're going to be motzi laz, basically. What of manaseh? So now the Gemara is medayik. E amrit bishlama asu. If we say that Bishamai acted based on their shita, hainu tekarim manaseh. That's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was throwing up his hands and trying to figure something out. What are we supposed to do? You know, Bishamai is acting, and therefore their kids are mamzerim, according to Beis Hillel. That's why there was such a need. Ela I amrit lo asu mai manaseh. But if they didn't act on their shita, so what's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri worried about? They never acted. So basically everybody goes like Beis Hillel. You don't need a special takana. So this is the quote that we said before. Amar Nachman Rav Yitzchak lo nitzrocha elo litzara atzma. They didn't act, right? The issue is not the kids. You're right, because they didn't act. But it's the tzara herself. What are we supposed to do with the tzara? What tzara? Rashi, third line. Litzara atzma. The atzaros de Beis Hillel shenisu lashukkai. We're talking about, remember Beis Hillel Shita? Beis Hillel says that tzaras are like Erevah, therefore they're free to marry whoever they want without doing anything. That's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is saying. What are we supposed to do with these women who, according to Beis Shammai, it's chayvei lavin to marry them? And therefore, even if the minhag ha'olam is like Beis Hillel, but still these women are stuck because Beis Shammai can't marry them, right? Chayvei lavin. Back to the Gemara. Umanase hachi ka'amar. Hanach tzaras de Beis Hillel. Le Beis Shammai hechi nevelehu. What should we do for them? So these women, let's say according to Beis Hillel, these tzaras erva, what they do, they married somebody else, right? Because they're tzaras erva. They don't need chalitza. But now Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, hey, what are we supposed to do for them? Right? Forever, for now on, I'm going to make this takana of chalitza, but what about the women that are already married? So what are we supposed to do? Lich litzu. Well, let's say, let him do chalitza now. They're married with three kids. Let him do chalitza now. No mimasu agavrayu. They'll become disgusted to their husbands. What? You do chalitza now? We're married already. What? When I married you, there was a problem? It's nimas. Mimasu agavrayu. V'chitema limasu. And if we say, so what? Right, for the good of the tzibur, so what? Derecheha darchei noam. V'chol nisivoseha shalom. You can't do that. Right, called Rechad Darchei Noam, as we had discussed already earlier twice. And therefore, you can't do that. Halacha cares about each personal, individual relationship, and therefore, you can't do Chalitza now. And that's why he's saying, okay, let's do Chalitza for now on. Do Chalitza for now on. And that was Rav Shmuel Gamliel's tain about, okay, what about the first ones? Right, how are they going to be looked at? So he might be saying, it's still Mius. It is still little to meus if you do it for the new ones. That was the machlokas in the Tosefta. This concept of mimasei agavrayu, like we had the Rechayot Achenoam, we had it back on Daf Beis and Tosfos regarding saying someone is mutter to marry right away without any zika, and then Tosfos suggested maybe a zika could come back in 2 weeks, right after by nida, by achos isha, if the sister dies. Well, now maybe you should say there's a zika of yibam. You can't say that. The Rechayot Achenoam Tosfos said, and we had all the examples of the Radvaz and Rabbeinu Bachai by the Nachash in Shmini, and the Meshach Chachma in Parshas Noach, while women are mitzvah in Puruvu, right, many cases. But specifically here, we have the Rechayot Achei Noam regarding the relationship between a husband and a wife. There are various sources that emphasize that. Probably the most well-known one is the Gemara in Kiddushin, beginning of the second parak, where the Gemara says that you're not allowed to marry someone without seeing them first. Also, the kaddish at shiirena, even though there's a concept of shlichus, ha'ish b'kaddish bo b'shlucha, ha'ish b'skadesh is bo b'shlucha. Even though that's true, but Rav says also la adam shiikaddish is a isha at shiirena. Why? Shema yira b'davar maguna v'tiskanola. There's gotta be. There has to be some physical attraction between the husband and the wife before they get married. There has to be. Has to be some. Beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. That's true. But there has to be some physical attraction. If they don't see each other, maybe they won't find each other attractive. V'rachmana amar, v'yahaf l'recha kamocha. Unbelievable. V'yahaf l'recha kamocha is quoted very sparsely in all of Shas. Very unusual contexts. Here, it doesn't say anywhere, v'yahaf l'recha kamocha, and therefore be nice to your friend, and do biker cholim, and nicham avela. It doesn't say that. It says, when you kill somebody in Beis Din, you know, make sure to do it in a nice way. Barlo Misa Yafe, because it says V'atarecha Kamocha. That's where it says it. Or here, V'atarecha Kamocha, make sure you see your wife beforehand. Maybe based on that Ramban. There's a Ramban in Kedoshim which says V'atarecha Kamocha is impossible. It's impossible. It's Guzmuk Tani, this is Lashon. So Guzma, how is it possible that I'm going to put my friend exactly on the same page as me? It's impossible. So he says, do the best you can. That's why also why Hillel and Shabbos Laman Aleph, when the Ger came to him and said, you know, teach me all of Torah on one foot, Hillel didn't say V'atarecha Kamocha. He said, what you don't want done to you, don't do to your friend. He said it in the negative, because that's more possible. I don't want to be insulted, so I shouldn't insult my friend. I don't want to be ripped off, so I shouldn't rip off my friend. The negative is easier. The positive is harder. So maybe, and that's why we only find unusual applications of V'atarecha Kamocha, because that's easier to do. You know, when Bezdin kills somebody, you know, let him wear clothes or don't embarrass them. Or here, see the wife before him, V'atarecha Kamocha, and think of the husband and the wife, you know, so they don't run into problems after they're married. But that's another example we see, like here, Derecha Dachinoam. They're married, don't make her do chalitza, because then it's just going to lead to marital strife. And Chazal, we do everything we can, halacha is everything we can, to keep a husband and a wife together. Even if you remember the Gemara at the beginning of Shas, Brachas Dav Dalet, where the David HaMelech is boasting in a bad way, but boasting in a good way, how all the other kings sleep late. But I wake up early, and my day is so busy. What is he doing all day? After being up all night, because the harp woke him up, and he started davening from Chatzos. What does the Gemara say? They're sitting and relaxing. I'm busy figuring out if I can be matar and isha to a baila. The note of Yehuda says, it doesn't say kedei liros im isha nida or not. It doesn't say to figure out what the halacha is. Kedei latar isha labayla. It's weighted on that side. It's the only area in halacha where we try to get a heter. Other areas we're objective. Okay, obviously we don't try to be more machmir than mekel. But in Hilchas Nida, the posik always tries to be mekel. Right? And that's also, Zerachar Dachinoam, we always try to keep a couple together. Okay, Viter. Tashma, next try. Next quote of the Tosefta. To Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Te'evani. A very strange line in the Gemara right here. Te'evani, we have to figure out what he means. Rabbi Tarfon, who, if you remember Rabbi Tarfon, from the first parak in Shas, right, he leaned down saying Kriya Shema, to go like Beishamai, Vesikanto Batsmi. Te'evani, Masai, Tazitamana Beishamai. Te'evani, Masai, Tavo Tsaras Abbas, Liadi, Ve'esoena. When is my daughter? Right? Tsaras Habas Liyadi. When is my tsara of my daughter coming to come to my hand and I'll marry her? What does that mean? Rabbi Tarfon's daughter was married to his brother, which was common in those days. The uncle marrying a niece, as the Gemara says later on in Yevamos, it's a good idea. Right? The uncle marrying a niece. So Rabbi Tarfon says, oh, when am I ever going to be able to marry my tsara's bas? Right? Which means, when is my brother going to die? And then, Bito is going to be also to me, but I'm going to be able to be married my tsara's bas. Right? He's saying, oh, Beishamai. So I'm Beishamai. So you see, we'll get to that hashkafic point in a minute. But what do you see from there? You see from there that they also, that they did act. Because he was saying, oh, I wish my brother would die already so I can marry his other wife. Ema va'asiena. Doesn't mean that I will marry her, but I will marry her off to others. Va'asi ena. That's what Rabbi Tarfon can mean. Va'te'evani kamar. What do you mean? But it says he has a taiva. Te'evani ka'amar, Rashi. Ve'imke beis Hillel ma'chidish. Kulei ama'achi no'agu. What is, if we're answering and saying lo asu, so then what's his taiva for? Everybody does that. It's like something unique he's trying to say. La'afuki mid Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Well, he's saying, well, I guess Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, meaning he's going to do it even without chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's suggestion of having chalitza for all the women, he's saying, no, te'evani to do it even without chalitza. Period. The big shaila is, what is Rabbi Tarfon saying? How could Rabbi Tarfon say such a thing? Oh, I wish my brother would die so that I would be able to marry. So it says the Sha'ar Mitzion Balacha, says Rabbi Bruin, right here, he says, furthermore, there's another problem. He says, after every chalitza in Bezdin, we say, Yihi Ratzon Shelo Yaba'u Benos Yisrael Lidei Chalitza V'Yibam. We have a Yihi Ratzon that it should never happen. We should never be in this situation. It's a tragic situation. So he says, Ve'efshar, says Sha'ar Mitzion Balacha, the efshar dimipnei shebevada yesh ba'olam kvar tzaros habas. There must be tzaros habas out there somewhere. Haya omer shelo tidog v'halavai shetavu liyadi v'ani asa'ena. He's just kind of making them feel good. I know you went through the tzara, but you know this is something that happens to all of us. That's basically what he means. It happens to me too. It happens to all of us. You know, don't get so down on yourself. And it's a difficult situation. You know, difficult situations, you know, not only tragic situations, but situations where you don't know what to do. Machlokes, Beisham, Beis Hillel. That's all. He's commiserating. You know, I wish I could be in your space. I wish I could be, you know, feeling even more vicariously for you. So he's not wishing it upon himself. So that's the, a beautiful thought in terms of what exactly he meant. Okay, we continue. Tashma, Maisa Bebito Shrabi Gamliel. Shaisa Nesua La Abba Achiv. Shrabi Gamliel's daughter was married to his brother. Umeis Belo Banim. Vayibim Rabbi Gamliel Sarasa. There it is. Rabbi Gamliel acted like Beishamayim. He was Miyabim, his brother's wife, but his brother was also married to his daughter. So Saras Abbas. So, Azariah Asu, says the Gemara Vitizbara. Rabbi Gamliel Mitamede Beishamayu. Have a catch on the whole story. What's Rabbi Gamliel doing? Right, he's not a Talmud of Beis Shammai. Ella, shiny bitos Rabbi Gamliel to islandess have. It must be Rabbi Gamliel's daughter was an islandess, meaning a woman who doesn't have a simonim of bagra, simonim of being a woman, and therefore the marriage was never a marriage. So if she was ever married, if he was ever married to Rabbi Gamliel's daughter, the other wife is just a wife, and that's why he did Yibam. Says the Gemara, that can't work. Hamidiktani Seifa. No, the next line of the Brisa, Acherim Omrim, the next sheet that says she was an islandess, and that's why it was mutter. Michal the Tanakama, Sarva Lava islandess Haisa. Master the Tanakama gives a different reason why it's mutter. So maybe we're back to the riot. It's mutter because they all like Meshamai and the Asu. The Gemara says, no. There were three other suggestions we could give what the Machlokas was about without saying that Rabbi Gamliel held like Meshamai. Three other suggestions. Number one, Hikir Bavalo Hikir Baikir Benayu. We mentioned this earlier. We know if a man does not know that his wife is an islandess when he gets married, and then he gets married, so that's for sure a mekachtos, because he didn't know a major, a very important point when the marriage started. What if he knew about it? What if he did know about it? He married her anyway. Is the marriage still intact? Even if he knew about it, she might not be ra'ui and able to get married. That's the machlokas here. Hikirba, v'lo hikirba, that's the machlokas. According to the Tanakama, only if lo hikirba. But hikirba, if hikirba, the tzara is asur. Right, it's lo hikirba versus hikirba. And the chayrim say, in this case, even hikirba, if he knew about it, it's mutter. Why? Because that's that shita. Even if hikirba, it wouldn't be a marriage. Number one. That's the machlokas about what happened, why Rabbi Gamliel was able to marry the Tzara Sabas. V'ibayis Ema, kanas lebosov girishik benayu. Or another machlokas that we had a couple of days ago. The machlokas is, what if there is a Tzara of an Erva, but then the Erva dies before the husband dies? So at the time that the Yibum kicks in, it's not Tzara's Erva. Right, that was the first Mishnah we had in the Masechta. The first Mishnah said, Beferish, if the Erva dies before the brother dies, then the Tzara is Mutter. That was a Machlokes we saw. Do you go by, Misa Mapeles, or is it the nisuin? Right. What do you go by? So maybe that's the machlokas here. And therefore, if you say that there is a zika, that is why the second shita achirim has to say, oh, it's mutter because of islandness. That's the machlokas. V'bayaseima, or the third, what they might be arguing about, yesh tnai b'bia ikibinayu. They're arguing whether one can make a tnai by a maisa bia. If a man marries a woman, akonis isha, Rashi explains, he gets married, al tnai, and I'm being bo you, al manasa, you don't have mumen, al manasa, you don't have a problem, and then she ends up having that problem. Do we say that once a person had a maisa bia, he forgets all tnaim? You could have a tnai with a maisa kiddushin, let's say kesef or shtar. But by a maisa bia, Rashi quotes from Ksubis, ein adam osa bi'ilaso bi'ilaznus. When a person does a maisa bia, he doesn't want his bia to be considered halachically a maisa's nus. And therefore, even if he made a tnai, he is basically being mochel on that tnai. The Rishash here discusses whether that's 2 points or 1 point. Rashi says both of them. It seems like 1 point. The Rishash discusses whether that's 1 or 2 points. But either way, that's a machlokas. Whether a person would hold of his tznai even if he has a maisa bia. So that's what's going on here. That was the case that the brother got married with a bia al tznai. And the question is, was it a marriage or not? Either way, again, no raya from the case of Rabbi Gamliel. Masiv Rav Misharshi. But now we generalize it a little more. What is the suggestion of Lo Asu up until now? That Beis Shammai, even though they felt differently, they didn't act differently. And they acted like Beis Hillel. So now we're going to quote from elsewhere in Halacha, cases where Beis Shammai did act like Beis Shammai. And we're going to say, well, if they acted like Beis Shammai in those cases, so too in the case of Yibam. So Masar Masharshi, cases that we've had before, Maisub Rabbi Akiva, Shalikate Esrog Be'echad B'Shvat. You see on the side, Erev in Rosh Hashanah. Baruch Hashem, this is the third and final place in Shas. Right, Maisub Rabbi Akiva, Shalikate Esrog Be'echad B'Shvat. Rabbi Akiva harvested an Esrog on the first day of Shvat. Hey, first day of Shvat, that's where Shchodesh for Ilanos, according to Beis Shammai. V'noag bo Bezi Surin. But he was Noheg two Meisers. Let's say this was, Rashi says, going from year 2 to year 3. So year 2 is a Meiser Sheni year. Year 3 is a Meiser Ani year. So what do I do with these fruit? It's after the Rosh Hashanah of Beis Shammai and before the Rosh Hashanah of Beis Hillel, which is Tu B'Shvat. So Rabbi Gamkiva was machber both ways. V'noba beis isurin echad kedivrei Beis Shammai v'echad kedivrei Beis Hillel. So what do you see from there? Shma mina asu. So you see from there, Rabbi Akiva was machmer like Beis Shammai, just in case. So you see, the actual Beis Shammai people, for sure, they held like their own shita. So Gemara says, no, Rabbi Akiva gamrei is topic light. Rabbi Akiva held like Beis Hillel, but he just didn't know who said what. He wasn't sure who said which one. V'lo yada, I Beis Hillel becha b'shvat amar, o b'tetzva b'shvat amar. That's what he wasn't sure about. Ask the Tosfos Yeshanim, but don't we say in Maseches Kiddushin, Hamarbe b'maisros, maisrosav mikul kalim, mishum shemaiser hu tevel? Don't we say if you give truma, you give whatever you want, as long as you have some left for yourself. If you give your whole field truma, then it's meaningless. But if I give 99% truma, I can, because truma doesn't have a shear. Ein lo shear min haTorah. Chita achas pateres is a kri, whatever I want. Maiser, by definition, is eser. So, the Mikamara says in Kiddushin, if I'm marbe b'maisros, so then it's a problem. It's all tevel. So why wasn't that a problem here? Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, it must be you made it tanai. If this is second year, then it's maisro ani. If it's third year, you didn't just give a double. You took one amount, and you said it's either maisro sheni, maisro ani, and you gave it to poor Levium. Right? I'm sorry, you gave it to poor, it's in Yerushalayim. Right, it's either Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani. So that's how you can cover yourself. So you give it to Anim in Yerushalayim, so that if it's Maaser Sheni, good. If it's Maaser Ani, good. But it's only one amount. You didn't take extra. Right, that's the Tosfos Yeshanim's suggestion here. Good. Masa Marzutra Vaiter, another context. Maisa V'yolda Kaloso Shal Shammai HaZaken. The daughter-in-law of Shammai HaZaken. Shammai, the elder, had a baby. So Shammai had a grandson. Upiches HaZamazeva V'sikech HaGabe Mita B'shvil Katan. And what did he do? He did not plaster the roof in order to be able to use it as schach so that the child could be in the sukkah. Remember, Beis Shammai says in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah that even very small ketanim, very small ketanim are chayiv in sukkah. So shema bina asu. So again, you see, asu. Ask the Aruch Laner, wait a minute. How can we bring a raya from Shammai himself for what Beis Shammai did? This is Shammai HaZaken. So Shammai HaZakin did what he did. How does that prove whether Beis Shammai later, you know, did what he, you know, followed Asu or Lo Asu? Says the Aruch Lanier. Ksas Kasha, my parach me Shammai HaZakin, l'mandar me Lo Asu. Mehechetesi, the Shammai Lo Yaseh. V'travayu Lo Shayach B'Shammai Gufa, neged Hillel. V'yishlomar is asking Mishum Losis go to do. To Lo Havili L'mevin Maisa Befar Hesir. Remember, that's the root of this whole discussion. Right, even if it's Shammai, not Beis Shammai, you know, he shouldn't act in such a public way. So it's a losis goda do, as we discussed yesterday. So that's the raya. So Shmamina Asu. Back to the Gemara. Hasam no, it's not such a problem. So now the Aruch Lanier makes beautiful sense based on the answer of the Gemara. What's the question? How did he do a losis goda do? Hasam haroa omer la'afushi avir ka'avid. People think he's hot. People might not think he's doing it l'shem sukkah. He's breaking the roof to get some air in here, right? The air conditioning is not working, right? So therefore, it's not a problem of losis go to do. People won't think he's doing something dafka different. Masamar Zutra, another try. From a totally different context. Maisa b'shokis yehu. There was a story about shokis yehu. What's that? Shokis, Rashi says, is a hollow tube. How they hollowed out a piece of stone. Evan chalula, Rashi says. Shetachas sinar mekaleach. There's water in a pipe that flows into this shokis. It was called Shokis Yehu. It wasn't big enough to be a mikvah on its own, but it was connected to a mikvah. Shehaisa b'Yerushalayim, v'aisa nekuva l'mikvah. It was connected to a mikvah which had the requisite shear. Right? It was connected to the mikvah. V'chol tarish, shehayu b'Yerushalayim, nasam al gaba. And everybody in Yerushalayim used this Shokis Yehu to tovel and to yutovel l'kelim and to use it for taros. Rashi says, mikveh shalem haya mayim shebetzida. There was a full mikveh with Arba'am's son next to it. This had chaser, had less, but because using the principle of hashaka, using the principle of kissing the waters together, so they told it in this. Vishalcho Beis Shammai, v'hirchivuhu. Beis Shammai heard about it, and he widened the hole between this shokes and the mikvah. Why? She Beis Shammai omer machati pachis beruba. Beis Shammai says, you need a very large hole in between, where it's mostly flowing in. Vitznan, because after all, it was a machlokes. Vitznan, we learned, we had this at the end of Chagiga. We had the Mishra Mikvos. Erev Mikvos kishvaferes anod. Because Beis Hillel says, it's very skinny. Just like they're a reed, ba'ovya u'bachalala kishteyetz bos, the width and the airspace of a reed, like two fingers, has chozroslim come on, right? That could be twist around easily. So shmamina asu. So again, you see, Beis Shammai went and widened this hole. So you see, they acted based on their shita. So Gemara says again, hasam haroe omer laafushi mayhu dukaavid. No, the Rol will say that, no, he just wants to connect them more. Rashi on top, v'lo dami l'shtei toros. This isn't an isser of Moses go to do. Right? People will think that he's just trying to connect them. You want more water in here, but not for halachic reasons. A very important two days. We have this back at the end of Chagiga also, back on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Tosfos has a machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. When we say that the shokes, or any body of water, hashaka, is connected through shvoferes hanod, does that mean the hole has to be shvaferes hanod? Or the water also has to fill the hole? What if the water only fills the bottom of the hole? Right? It's not as deep. Right? The hole, where does the hole have to be? What if the hole is above the level of water of the mikvah? So only the bottom of the hole is filled. There's not a shvaferes hanod of water going through. Is that good enough? That's machlokas. Rabbeinu Tam says you don't need the water going through shvaferes hanod. It only has to be tofeach latfiach. Mashiach in the Ri says no. The entire hole has to be full. Beautiful lumbus, we don't have time right now, but if you look in the Brisker of the Griz al-Rambam, where the Griz quotes that machlokes, the Griz is in Mikvos Vav Gimel, he talks about the lumbus between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. Are you trying to connect the water to make them Mayim Echad, or no? To make them Mayim Echad, you just need a little Tofech Latfiach, but you just need a Shem Pesach, right? It's the lumbus there he discusses is there for you to look at. Okay, Viter. Tashma, we'll try again. Second line. I used to learn Torah with him. I saw he had no food. He was eating dry bread. I told my father, Rabbi Tzadok, Amarli Holich Li Zaysim, bring him some olives. V'holachti lo. I brought him olives. Ro, sunshine, lachem. He saw the olives were wet. So he's choshesh that maybe they were makabel tuma already. They're wet because they oozed out on themselves. And one of the seven liquids of machshirin to be machshir makabel tuma is shemen, yashach adam. So Rosh Hashem lachim, Amar li, but he didn't want to insult me or my father. So he told me, ain't any ochel zeisim. So I don't really like olives. Right, the Meiri says here, if you disagree with somebody, you know, you have to do it in the nicest way possible. Even if you think that what he's eating is treif, I don't care for them. Right, I went back to my father, and he knew what was going on here. Amar li lech ve'emarlo, tell him, chaves nekuva isa. It was a barrel, but I put a hole in the bottom of the barrel, so that what oozed out of the olives oozed out of the barrel, meaning it wasn't l'ratzon. And we know by machshirin, it has to get wet, and it has to be l'ratzon of the balabayis. But this oil that's just oozing out, I wasn't interested in. Elosha satmu ashmarim. It was just that some of the dregs of the olives closed up the hole. And that's why you don't see the oil coming out. But really, I made the hole. So it's not mukshal akabal tuma. Vitznan, chavish ol zesim migul galim. And we learned in the Mishnah in Idios that if you have a barrel of olives that are very soft, beishamei omrim, ain't srichal anagev. Beishamei says you don't even have to do that. You don't have to be minakev. You don't have to make the hole. Why? Because Rashi, machlokas here, Rashi and other Rishonim, Rashi says, because it's not even considered one of the seven liquids. It's just like the early liquid. It's not called oil yet. The first liquid that comes out of the olives is not called oil yet. Other Rishonim say that maybe it is oil, but as long as you think about it, that you don't want it, it's good enough. You don't have to act, make a hole. But either way, Beis Shammai says you didn't have to do this. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Sricha L'Nekev. No, you have to make a hole. Umodim. But Beis Hillel does agree. Shim Nikvua V'Satmu Ashmarim Shitahora. But he agrees that if you made the hole and got closed up, it's still not makabel tuma. Last line. V'Yavo Bisha Talmid Shammai Ha'yav. And even though He, Rabbi Yochanan Achurni, was a Talmud of Shammai. Rabbi Tzadok was a Talmud of Shammai, and that's why he, maker then shouldn't have had to make the hole. Kol Masav, lo asa, elek adiv Beis Hillel. But he still followed Beis Hillel. That's the chiddush of the end of the Braisa. So now we say, if Beis Shammai generally followed their own opinion, Haina Rabusei, so now we understand what the chiddush of Rabbi Tzadok was. The Braisa making a big deal. He acted like Beis Hillel. Right, it must be that everybody else acted like Beis Shammai. Ela I amrit lo asu mai Rabusei. But if nobody else acted like Beis Shammai, so what's the chiddush of Rabbi Tzadok acting like Beis Shammai? Like Beis Hillel. Everybody did. So, no answer to that, Raya, and therefore it seems to be that's the maskana, that Beis Shammai did act like their own opinion. But we go on and as prove another time. Tashma, Shalos, Rabbi Yeshua, Tsaris Habas Ma'u, what's the halacha of Tsara of the daughter, meaning our issue, Amar Lehem, Achloka, B'Shamay Zillo, Falacha Kedivrei Mi, Amar Lehem, says Rabbi Yeshua, you think I'm getting involved? Mipnei Ma Atem Achlisim Roshi, Bein Shnei Harim Gedolim. Why am I going to put my head between the two big mountains? Bein Shnei Machlokos Gedolos, between the two great groups, Bein B'Sham and Bein Beis Hillel. Umisyare Ani, Shema Yerutsu Gulgolti. I'm scared they're going to crush my skull. They're going to kill me if I take a stand on this machlokas. Right? So I'm not going to say a word. Parenthetically, I saw one of the Achmodim make a beautiful ha'ara. Stafka Rabbi, what do you mean? Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel. What's he so scared of? This is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was the one about Metzia Nutas, Loba Shamayimi. We know an answer. Listen to Baskols. So that's why maybe he wasn't so quick to go, oh, the Baskols says halacha ke Beis Hillel. Right? So maybe Dafka, he was the one. But he continues. I'm not going to paskin. I'm just going to tell you two stories. Avalani made lachem ashtim mishpachas gedolo shoyim yushalayim. Two great families. Mishpachas beis tzvuah mi ben achmai, mishpachas beis kupai mi ben mikoshesh. Shem bnei tzaros. They are children of tzaros. Umehem kohanim gedolim. V'shimsho agabei hamizbeach. Right there, they're these part of these families, and they were mishamish agabei hamizbeach. So they're. And we see Beis Shammai was in Mocha. Beis Shammai is not making a stink about these Kohanim Gedolim. So, I amrit bishlama asu hainu de amrit misyariani. If you say asu, then you could say misyariani. Why? Because then he's making Beis Shammai's families into mamzerim. Because according to Beis Hillel, they're tzara sabas. Beis Shammai not allowed to marry them. So that's why they're going to get upset and kill him. Because you're telling us we're mamzerim? Forget it. Ela'i amrit lo asu amayka amr misyareni. But if lo asu, what was he so scared of? What was he so scared of? If everybody acted like Beis Hillel anyway, so what's the difference? What was he scared of? So Gemara says, one second. Uni nami da asu my misyariani. One second. Even asu, even if asu, what was he scared about? There's a shita later on. We don't paskin like it. But there is a shita later on of Rabbi Yeshua that says, mamzerim only comes from chayvi misas bezdin, not chayvi krisis. So what was he scared of? He could have said, what are you jumping on me for? You're not a mamzerim. So the chayvi misas bezdin. So Gemara says, nahi nami de mamzer lo havi, pogami ahavi. He was still kind of upset. Even if they're not mamzerim, they're still pagumim. How do you know that? Mikavachomer me almana. From a kavachomer, from almana, the Kohen Gadol. Ma almana she'ein isura noeg bakol, bina pagum. Almana Kohen Gadol is a weak type of isser, in that it only applies to the Kohen Gadol. And yet, the child is a pagum regarding kahuna issues. Zush isura shava bakol v'chulus. This is a more chamor aveir. It applies to everyone. So therefore, they would still get upset at him. Period. We're going to stop by Kabbalah Minei. By Hashem, tomorrow we have to start with, are there any other Isurim that one has to, besides the big three, that one has to be not be worried that somebody's going to kill them? We discussed in the past, we'll start with this tomorrow, Lo Saguru Mipnei Ish. The Sifri says, and Dayan has to paskin the case, even if he thinks that they're going to kill him. So we're going to talk about that, by Hashem, starting on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.